Well, we're really excited to have G Love joining us this afternoon to talk a little bit about what he's been up to and about the show coming up tonight. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Hello to everybody out in Duluth. Yeah.
We're so excited that you're coming back to town. I know it's been a while. And that show is the big kickoff of that new venue in downtown Duluth called Sound. And it starts at 8 o'clock with local guy Teague Alexi. And then G-Love takes the stage at 9. And you're doing a solo show tonight, right?
Yeah, we're doing a solo show. And I just wrapped up my solo acoustic tour in Hawaii. So, I'm really excited. And we were just talking earlier before we got on air here about Duluth being Bob Dylan's hometown. So, for me to get to come back, I'm sure the first time I came to it was with the band, but coming back solo acoustic that's pretty cool for me. Because, of course, Bob Dylan's one of my musical fathers. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, last time you were here, we talked a little bit about you running around as a kid with your little harmonica rack on and maybe not being as cool as you thought you were. Because of the Bob Dylan influence. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, it was cool. I mean, and I don't know, like my mom had a small record collection and, I found it in the basement and, I was one of those kids who was going through, my parents' stuff, And I found this box of the old records, and it had Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 1. And that really, I think that and the Beatles' White Album really got me going as a songwriter. And, this was in the 80s, and I started playing a harmonica on the rack like Dylan. And, this was the 80s, so all my peers were listening to and trying to be in Cure cover bands and like Depeche Mode and all this like 80s pop. And I was lucky because I really fell in love with Bob Dylan at that time. And obviously that kind of shaped who I became. Yeah.
For sure. Well, I do have to mention that your most recent release was a Christmas album, which we were kind of delighted to receive. And so Christmas was kind of a big deal in your family, right?
I mean, a big deal in everyone's family.
Well, true. That's true. But as far as the music, I guess. Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, my Uncle Bob, he passed away, but man, he and I used to kind of lead the family, like when I was a kid, through like the Christmas carols, and you had Aunt Linda who was always saying, "You guys sound terrible," it was just like, it was funny, we called ourselves Uncle Bob and the Bobs, And then after Bob passed away, my brother-in-law, Juan, he plays guitar, so now we do the Christmas carols. So we call ourselves Los Dos Hermanos, because he's from Madrid. Mm-hmm. And we have all these Christmas carols that we've been doing for years and years, and so I've always liked that. And one Christmas a long time ago, I was sick, and if you ever had a Christmas where you're home all alone and you got those Christmas blues, everyone's at the family get-together, and I was home with the flu or something. So I started writing some Christmas carols, and that was years and years ago. So over the years, I've written a bunch, and I had an opportunity in my schedule this fall to write and record some more. So I wrote 6 more and recorded the 4 I had and made a Christmas record.
Well, and it's fun for us radio people because, every year you feel like, all right, we got to pull out the Christmas music, and it's fun to have something different.
Okay, cool. So did you spend some of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Oh, cool. It was great.
Nice.
So just looking back at your past year, it looks like you've done a lot of exciting things. You tell me about the Aretha Franklin event at Carnegie Hall. That must have been pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got the call to, being a musician, you're plugging away, you're doing all your gigs, you keep your head down, you're writing, you're recording, you're touring, and, doing your thing. But every once in a while you get the call to do something pretty unique and pretty special. And this time it was a real honor to get asked to do like the Aretha Franklin tribute at Carnegie Hall in New York City. So yeah, it was a real feather in the hat to get to play Carnegie Hall. And I always loved Aretha, and I always I always like this song, Think. You know, think about what you're trying to do to me. So I said I would do that one, and I did it, and it was cool, man. It was like a big review. So there's a lot of different artists on the bill. So you got up in front of the backing band and played your tune, and I played her tune. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. And then another thing I saw is that you have a project, a newer project, Jamtown.
Yeah, Jamtown, which is Donovan Frankenreiter and Cisco Adler and myself. And, you know, we recorded an EP last year and did some touring. And I guess it was a really exciting thing. Right now we're kind of trying to figure out what the next move's going to be. So, but that band's great. It's got Dwayne Betts, who's Dickie Betts' son from the Allman Brothers, on guitar.
Whoa.
And Cody Simpson, I'm sorry, not Cody Simpson, Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars on drums.
Holy cow, that's great.
A lot of, and then the three of us up front on the acoustic. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, a lot of music. Yeah, you know, like I try to keep fresh. And actually, I just came off a really cool kind of collaborative tour in Hawaii. I did we called it the Hawaiian Island Roots Jam. And it was myself and Ozo Motley, who are my old buddies from L.A. And, like, I do acoustic set, and then they do a set, and then we do a jam set together. So that was a lot of fun doing that. But I love to create, you know, with a lot of different people, and it makes it fresh, you know.
Well, the musicians you're talking about, it's kind of an eclectic mix. Ozo Motley, very rhythmic, and, you know, what you do with Special Sauce is, you know, has that element to it as well. So you do a lot of different stuff.
I think it's good to mix it up. It keeps everything fresh, and music's just like everything else. You got to continuously learn. You got to continuously push yourself. And you just can't let something stagnate. So, you know, for instance, we're starting our 25th year anniversary tour.
I was going to mention that. Yeah. G-Love and Special Sauce, 25 years. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's really something like to blink our eyes. I mean, just to throw back 25 years ago, the first time we came to Minnesota, we played Minneapolis at the Uptown Bar and Grill, or the Uptown Diner, or whatever it's called. And we pulled up in our van after driving all day from Chicago or something, probably. And what's that line of people doing outside that place? Oh, that's your show. What? It was one of the first time. It was the first time we got to a place and there was like a line down the street to see our band.
Wow.
It was in Minnesota, and we always had a lot of love there. So it's really cool to be coming back. But yeah, 25 years. I mean, and I think that goes back to what I was saying. Like, you know, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep creatively open and creatively, you know, pushing yourself to create new material, new styles, and never just settle for, you know, what you used to do or what you did last year or the things you were thinking about last year. You got to keep thinking about new things. And I think that's why we've been able to be around for like 25 years, is because we try to keep it fresh. We do keep it fresh. Like every night, like, you know, we play songs that we wrote 25, 30 years ago, but, you know, we try and play them different every night. And I don't even think and we're not even the type of band that probably could play them the same every night, because, you know, we like to keep things loose and, like, we're a tight band, but, like, it's almost like we have, you know, ESP or something. Like, we can read each other's minds, but, you know,
well, I imagine
we like
after
to keep it loose. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Was that something that was there at the beginning, or is it something that has? And is that something that kind of drew you to those players, or is it something that just because you've done this together for so long, you've just got that telepathy going?
I think it's both. I mean, certainly it's like any, like I think about music a lot like sports, like, you know, any team that's been together for a long time, players that have played together for a long time, like they have a rhythm and a level of communication and understanding, and they can read each other what's going to happen next, right? So we definitely have that symbiosis type thing from being in close quarters with each other for so many years. And but the other side of the fence is like, you know, it's funny because everyone's so different. Jeff, the drummer, is very like song oriented guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And meaning he would just be happy if the song is 2.5 minutes to go play the song as it is for 2.5 minutes. Jim, the bass player, Jimmy Jazz, is very much into like, you know, a free, open type of jam type of situation. And me, I'm like in the middle. So like so I think that's kind of where we end up. We kind of end up taking a song and doing some improvisation on it. And sometimes, you know, you lose the form of the song and get back to it. And sometimes you lose the form of the song and go on to the next song. But generally, like, you know, we kind of improv within the confines, well, within the form of a song. You know what I mean? Like jazz does in a way. Like you have a head that you return to and then improvisational sections.
Mm-hmm. And you're kicking off that anniversary tour is what I meant to say. That's like your next thing after the show tonight, right?
Yeah. We got cranking it up in Madison, Wisconsin, and actually then we come back to Prior Lake, Minnesota. So we'll be Minnesota. I'll be solo acoustic in Duluth tonight at Sound, like we said, and then I go to Madison and come back to Prior Lake with the band.
Oh, okay, great. And then what after that tour? What's next for you?
Well, this tour will kind of take us into the spring because this is a 3-month full U.S. tour, and this will take us into the spring. And then I think it's going to be time to make a new G Love record. So right now I've been in talks with Kebmo to produce a record for me because I really want to make if you've been following our records at all, like. Last couple of records since with the Sugar record, Fixing to Die and Sugar, and then the latest was Love Saves the Day. I've really been going back to kind of my roots into the blues, to my inspiration with John Hammond and Bob Dylan and, people like Booker White and Robert Johnson, Lightnin' Hopkins, and Mississippi John Hurt, and going back into my blues roots. So I really feel like I will make my goal is to get a blues Grammy and to do that with Ken Mo. That's what the focus is going to be like after we get this tour wrapped up. Well, I don't want to talk about getting wrapped up right now because we got the whole thing ahead of us. So I'm just going to enjoy being on tour and start off tonight enjoying the show in Duluth. And, I know it's going to be cold outside, but we're going to get it hot inside.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, that show at Sound tonight starts at 8 with Teague Alexi, and then G Love takes the stage at 9. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thank you guys so much, and looking forward to getting back to Duluth and feeling that love. Thank you so much.